Expanding two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now, from the studios of Radio Zolan, KROJ 101.5, here is your host, Saul Mejia.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Saul Mejia, and we're back in our show, Business This Week. And today we have with us the wonderful, beautiful songwriting Shane. She's an artist, she's a singer, composer, writer, performer, pretty much anything related to the music. And just like we had somebody in the past from the film industry, well, today we have somebody from the music, which a lot of people don't understand. But music is also a business. Music is also an industry, and quite an expensive industry, and quite a wealthy industry, I should say. Actually, they can provide a lot of sources. But I'm not the expert. I'm just the guy who sent out the email saying pretends to be a host on this show. So we let the experts do the talking. We let the experts actually tell us about it. And something that also distinguished songwriting Shane Dame from the rest of the people, songwriting Shane is actually our first vice president at the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce. So she's a very knowledgeable business person. She's one of our national heroes because she was one of the people who rescued people at the 9/11 when that happens. She also worked in law enforcement before, but her number one passion, her baby, is this, music. Yes, y'all can be jealous because I have my own autographed CD from songwriting Shane. Yes, it's autographed. Now, if you want one, you talk to Shane or you talk to me, I will be more than happy to get you one. She'll be more than happy to autograph it. But if you don't want to wait, it's actually for sale right now on iTunes. And it's actually pretty much everywhere where digital music is at. But if you'd like to have a digital copy, I beg your pardon. I mean, if you want to have a physical copy of the CD, we can actually make that happen. So without further ado, it's my pleasure, my honor to welcome Miss Songwriting Shane, and long time performer, artist, composer, and someone who really loves her music. So thank you so much for being here, dear Shane.
Thank you so much for having me here and to be able to have this interview with you and talk about my passion and my heart, something that means a lot to me, and I hope that it touches hearts of others. My music is actually created for that purpose. My music tells stories, and I've been through a lot of things in my life en route to being this songwriter, singer, recording artist. So I write a lot of ballads, song ballads from the heart. People that influenced me were all the way back from the Beatles and Motown, and a lot of heart and soul there. And there are a lot of stories being told all up through the years, and all the different trends and fashion changes and designs and methods of operation of business. I just saw a whole lot.
Well, one of the beauties of actually knowing people like yourself, I can speak from experience. So I had an experience with this album, and also had a couple of experiences. Today we had Sophia Diop stop by the office, which we interviewed in the past. And the first thing she said, "Oh my God, this is beautiful. This is amazing. Shane has her own album. I think it's great." I was like, actually, this is not her first album. This is her latest album. And she said, "Yeah, but it's beautiful. We all were part of this. We saw the work that you put, the energy, the tears, the effort, everything that goes, you know, to actually put something like this together. It's pretty easy to just look at a cover, just to look at an album when you see it on a shelf or when you see it somewhere. It's just another album. There's thousands of them out there. But when you have the opportunity to be part of it, and for me, being part of it is to see the artists actually fight, work, and, you know, sweat and do everything that he can to actually take it to the highest. This album was really produced and composed, created by people who have passion, who have love for music, and they excel for the highest quality, which I'm, as a consumer, that's what I shoot for. I was telling Sophia, one of the things is that I noticed the CD is actually printed on the actual album. It's not just letters. In some of the albums, it's just letters. The booklet is an actual booklet that you can open and play with. It's not just one single sheet. I can't even get it out.
Yeah, and sing the song.
But it's not just a single. Yeah. It's not just a single sheet. It has the lyrics, which is the old-fashioned way, and the way that good albums used to be made, where you actually feel okay. You're getting something for your buck when you buy an album. You're not just getting, you know, the actual disc and move on. You're actually getting something that it becomes more meaningful. And a lot of people don't even realize that, but that costs money. Obviously, that's a lot more expensive than if you just have a basic cover or a basic, you know, album printed. Mm-hmm. We all know that. That takes, you know, extra money. But that's just the physical copy. But behind that is the production, the recording, all of it. I was blessed to meet you and to actually know you from the beginning when you came out with One and Another album. And I actually have video clips of that, which we will show when this is played. But yeah, you were sitting here at the office when we start talking, we were going to have an event, and I asked you if you wanted to sing the Star Spangled Banner. And then you came out with your own unique version. But now it's on the album. So for me, that's meaningful. It's a big, big deal to say, you know what, I remember that moment, you know, when you click on your head and say, I want to create that.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Song that it actually is going to have a meaning for me for the rest of my life is What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. Not only because it's such a beautiful song, and I already, you know, we all know it by now, but also because of the same thing. I was in your house and you started singing, I don't know where, you know, and I was blessed enough to actually have my phone out and record you while you were singing that song. And then you said, you know what, I think I'm going to have this song on my next album. Yeah. I think I'm going to actually release it. So for me, those were moments that I was very blessed and very happy to be able to capture on video. And it's not just me saying it, I actually have that on video. So for me, it's a big deal. So it's beautiful to see it released, to finally come to reality, to have it on my hand.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
It's just
Also known that he's also nominated for a couple of awards, that you had already won a couple of awards with the music video as well. And we see the process.
My music's won many awards, and I was really surprised, because in the meantime, I've been working with you and the communities and all. And the thing of it is, when I came back to music, because I dropped it for a while and I went into law enforcement, when I came back, I was like picking up where I left off, but I'm one of the old songwriters, like where songwriting was so different. You were an artist, it was a recording artist, and everything on this CD means something. Even like when I went to get the photo shoot for the cover, you know, I have a great photographer, and he's like, okay, you know, he wanted me to be glamorous and all, and I said, the album is called Freedom. Because there's a reason behind that. I want to portray what freedom looks like. And as a woman, I can only be me. I can't be this tough guy unless I am that. And I also want that feminine side. But freedom to me is the sword is down. So it's something you had to fight for. You have to fight for freedom. But freedom also means freedom with responsibility. Not to just be free to do whatever you feel like doing in this world. That's the problem. So it's freedom with responsibility. And you have to have faith. That's me looking in the distance on the album. The sun setting. It's the nighttime. But in my heart and my mind, I know there's going to be a new day. And courage. Because all the crap I've been through, I'm lucky to be alive, let's face it. So that's courage. It's like, it's just handed to you whether you want to or not. And you just keep moving forward. As far as Star Spangled Banner, I'll tell you how that evolved. During the times I was working with you and you asked me to do that, it really saddened me when I saw these sports figures. They wouldn't stand and pledge allegiance. They wouldn't stand for our national anthem. So you don't want to stand for your national anthem. I don't understand. What did we do to you? Because that represents all of us. And it represents our forefathers that gave their lives. They could have been hung for heresy by stepping away from the crown of the king in order for us to have one nation under God. Where do they forget that? And that's all. They wanted to serve the king, but they also wanted to believe in God and say thank you to God as well and all that's created in that. So when I did this Star Spangled Banner, I wanted it as a love ballad for a reason, and it came out that way. And they were like, now they had excuses for why they didn't sing. Oh, it's a hard song. I made it in a key where everybody can sing. What Becomes the Brokenhearted came to me. Because songs come to me when I'm very heartbroken, and during the LA fires and rounding up all those supplies, I was just amazed. In fact, we were pushing people away saying we have too much. I never saw anything like that in my life. But I was thanking God, but then I was worried, like, what are we going to do with this stuff? All this food, like, it's got to go somewhere. So we were like, it was heading to Skid Row, and it all worked out. And I kept hearing, What Becomes the Broken Hearted by Jimmy Ruffin. It's got me through so much from when I was little. And my parents used to laugh at me when I'd sing it, you know. Who had love that's now departed? I know I got to find some kind of peace of mind, maybe. And my mom and dad would be like, oh, that's so cute. What is she singing about? You know?
What does she know?
And all through my life, Jimmy Ruffin, you know, that song. And then that was playing all through me. And I went through some hard times myself. And that got me through it. And then I got home and I said, I was laid up. And I just called my producer and I said, I need you at my house. I'm doing this song. I got to do this song. It's got to come out of me. So working with the community and has enabled me. It's helped my music. It's helped me not worry about being that old-fashioned songwriter and what's hot today and what's not. I was back at the Beatles. I was back at Motown era when songs meant something. And when you turn that radio on, you remembered a memory, what that song was connected to, and it got you through a day. Like, you could be miserable and it's raining out. And I remember turning the radio on. I was little. It's like Beatles. Good day, sunshine. You know, and you're up. Or Diana Ross. You Can't Hurry Love. Come see about me. You know, it was like just passionate, so much love. And you wanted to see who this beautiful person was behind that.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
This land is your land. It's ours too. What's all the fighting if it belongs to you? From every mountain to every sea, God made this world to live.
these songs represent, they all have a story.
Well, now you got a little bit political, like the part you were saying where some people don't want to put their hand over their heart when they hear the national anthem, when they hear, you know, somebody's patriotic. They don't want to do it. It's because they want to protest against the government about the way things are being run right now. And so I understand both points. I'm actually on your side because I was raised, you know, to respect the flag. I was raised to respect this country. I was a cadet. So pretty much ever since I can remember, it's one of the practices. I used to be actually on the color guard. I used to present the flag to multiple events in multiple places. And for me, that was a great honor. It was actually something that I felt proud of. And but also, like so many people, I am not comfortable and I'm not happy with our current administration, you know, and therefore I feel kind of like, you know what, we lost something. But we haven't lost ourselves as a nation. We haven't lost ourselves as a country. I think we just need to actually be more careful about who do we elect to represent us. But that's not us. That's the people that are representing us right now. But that doesn't mean that that's us. So for me, I believe the United States is still the same. And I still believe that it deserves the same respect. Or flag deserves the same respect. If you want to disrespect somebody, disrespect the government, you know, not the agencies, but the elected officials that you disagree with. And there's so many ways that you can actually make your voice be heard. But I don't think that justifies the fact that you should be disrespecting the flag of the national anthem. So I'm with you on that. And I fully agree with you. I'm a big fan of KF101. And one of the reasons is because they got so much great music. And sometimes, yes, I feel incredibly old. I feel like I'm 100 years old because now they got some of the songs that I used to listen in high school. They're oldies now. You know, some of the music that I listened to the early 2000s is already now on KF. And for me, it's mind-blowing. But one of the reasons why I actually listen to a lot of oldies is because of that. The simplicity of the lyrics and such a meaningful lyrics. You know, you didn't have to make it so complicated. Songs like, Stand By Me, you know, not that complicated and it's eternal. I think there will be many generations to still be able to hear something like that. My Girl, you know, is one of the songs that I think are so simple. And hi to Cornelius Grant, which is one of the people that we love from the Temptations. He's one of the people that I respect a lot. And it's because of that, because it was simple music, but meaningful, and they had a message that we all can associate with. It was a very universal message, you know, the Beach Boys. There are so many songs that,
the secret is, people want to be cool in this industry. Well, you want to be cool, how about this? The real artists and the real songwriters, there is no time. Everything is timeless. If it's a good song, it's good. You can listen to anything that you want to. If it touches your heart, who cares what year it was created? It's still good. Who cares what color, when was red invented and blue and yellow? Who cares? It's still red and blue.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Somebody else. Children of the air.
Fleetwood Mac is from 1975, the album Rumours. Yeah. It was 1975, and up to this day, it still plays on the radio, and it still, you know, sounds like a hit of today. And for me, it's mind-blowing to hear that, you know what, it was such a great production. It was such a great, by the way, hi to Sandy from Sound City Studios, which is down the street, and she's pretty cool. That's where the album was recorded. That's why I remember her. And it was such a great production that I actually feel that, you know what, it's timeless. And I think whether it's business, whether it's film, whether it's music, I've been blessed to actually play with all of it. I've been able to play with government, with business, with music and film. And I think anything that you do in your life should be because you have a passion, because you love what you do. Don't do it for the fame. Don't do it for the money. Don't do it to actually get attention from the other people. Just do it because you feel like it. A lot of the singers that I work with, that's the first thing that I used to tell them. Just do what you love to do. You just worry about standing on stage and saying, don't worry about whether people are going to like it or not. Don't worry whether people are going to be happy or not. Just sing from the bottom of your heart and express yourself. That's what some of the performers recently, we were listening together with you to Annie Lennox, and I was saying, she has such a performance that you can tell she's not doing it for the money, for the fame, or for the to get a number one hit. She does it because she sits at the piano and she's so much into it. And I don't want to lose track of the subject for today, and that's the same way that I feel about you. If you put a piano and she ain't happy to be in the same room, it's not going to be very long before she's got to go sit there and start playing. And I love the way you play the piano. I love your piano, which is gorgeous. It's a very gorgeous white piano that she has at her home. And I think she looks beautiful on that piano. And I think she plays beautifully because she plays from the heart. She plays from the bottom.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Who decides to get this album, please do not hear it. Listen to it. Listen. And that's the key word. I shared some other albums with Shane in the past, including George Benson's album, the last one that they did together with Al Jarreau. Hey. you actually sit there and you can hear every note, every single tune, and you're like, okay, somebody sat here. They were just having fun. They were just hanging out at the studio and creating music. And that's how I feel about Shane. Shane does the music because it comes out of her heart, because she wants to do it, not because she wants to impress somebody. She doesn't care whether you like the album or not. She doesn't care if I like the album or not. She's going to sit there. She's going to enjoy herself, and she's going to create something beautiful, which at the end, of course, we can all love, because it's her heart is being expressed through music. And I think that's exactly how music it should be. Not for the titles, not for the records, not for the awards. We appreciate it, and we love people that support us and help us, you know, in the work that we do. But more than that, for me, it's about actually just being able to express. For me, it's business. My baby is business. And other people always tell me, so you could be making a lot more money. Yeah, I know that. I could be making more money, but I wouldn't be happy. I wouldn't be doing what I love to do. If I wanted to make money, I'll be in Wall Street. But I'm here, you know, locally in our neighborhood, because I would love to serve and help our business and the people that support us.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Say thank you from the bottom of my heart, Shane, not only because you're a great artist and because you connected with us through that, but you have served pretty well in our chamber. She has this, she's a tireless working person, probably the third highest working person in the chamber. You know, that she's always present. She's showing up everywhere and representing us in a very positive way. So we're proud. We're very happy that you're the face of our chamber, that you're part of the image, you know, of what made us so unique and so special. I believe we are one of the best chambers in the valley still. And one of the reasons is because we have elements such as yourself, you know, that really bring prestige, quality, and another level, you know, to what our chamber is.
We have a lot of good people that I met here, and it's funny, people like to just have opinions about where people live in neighborhoods, but you know, there's good and bad everywhere you go.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. So when I came here, it enticed me to even want to come even more, and I saw there was progress and what others didn't see, but I also met a lot of really good people and sincere, kind people, and then all the meetings that we were attending, a lot of big corporate leaders that were real sincere, and all the projects they're working on for the betterment of the community, and they don't have to do that, they have money.
Correct.
But they look at how it's gonna affect the environment, how it's gonna affect the people, and then even, tax-wise and things like that. Like, you don't want to break these people's back. And I was amazed at seeing that, overhearing conversations in those meetings, you know, on the side. So I was really fortunate to be around that, and it inspired me to come out and do what I do. It's all connected, whether I sing about it or whether I work about it. I'm just there. I try to be present and be there. If something's in front of me, doesn't mean I have to be in a meeting to help. I'm here, you're here, somebody needs someone or something. The best you can do is guide them to help themselves. I had to learn that. You can't do all the work for themselves.
You can't do it all for them, because otherwise it's never
ending. Wear yourself out.
Correct. You just got to create. That's why I love what we do as a chamber. We create programs, we create ideas that can benefit the entire group, not just individually each company or each business. A lot of times people think that we're going to do the work for them. And no, we're going to give you ideas on how you can improve and how you can make your business better. How you can make your business better. So in this case, Shane's business is her music, but more than business is her passion, is her love. And one of the things that pretty soon I'm going to put together, because I do intend to happen, we're going to have a listening party for Shane. So we're going to put something together where you're going to have the opportunity to meet her in person and get to know her a little bit more deeper and be able to get her album. So save your pennies, because we're going to launch something like that, and we hope more people can join us and come to meet such a wonderful person. You're such an inspiration.
You
passed the test that none of my girlfriends could ever pass, which was, my mother loves you. She thinks that you're great, because she thinks that you're an amazing person.
I love your mom. When I met her, she's the sweetest thing.
I talked to her today and told her, guess what? I have a copy of Shane City, you know, on my desk, you know, that she signed for you. And she said, oh my God, the only thing that I regret is that my English is not that great. I wish I could speak more English, and I'll be hanging out with her more often. I'll take her out to, you know,
hanging out.
My mother thinks that you're great as well, and she's very good at sensing people. She's the kind of person that, if she likes you, then we know that you're in good hands. That we made the right choice. So thank you so much for being part of our groups. Thank you so much for being part of our lives. Thank you for being such a great inspiration, and all the luck, and may God bless your city and your album and all the nominations and every award that is up for right now. We look forward to that. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for all the people that have supported me and have inspired me. Actually, you might have thought that I was helping you, but you actually were helping me continue on my journey. I've had a lot of hurdles I had to jump over, and I kept to myself, but watching you guys, it was the best. So thank you so much, and thank you so much.
Get over here.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Sing me to come home, coming home.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Together as one.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Would you like to have your business featured in our show Business This Week? Well, that's a possibility. Just let us know, send us an email, or give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to work with you to actually make that a reality. Promote your business, promote your brand, and let us know how we can make this show your show. So we would love to feature your business. We are ready to book for the next 3 months, and so we need to get you on the calendar. Let us know if you would like to see your business featured on this show.
concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.